USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bottom line, Putin deserves to be sanctioned now.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina speaking on Fox News. Graham continues on why he believes Putin should be sanctioned.
He's put over 100,000 troops on the Ukraine border. We're having to withdraw American citizens and government officials because of the provocation. He's destroying the Ukrainian economy. He's thrown the world in a ditch.
Graham also believes more weapons and supplies should be sent to Ukraine so they can defend themselves from a potential invasion by Russia. The current death rate from COVID-19 is almost as high as during the Delta variant surge last fall. Statistics from Johns Hopkins University show the average daily of coronavirus deaths passed 2,000 last Friday and was up to 2,033 by Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has established a tip line for parents to report if their child's school is teaching racist critical race theory in classrooms. Youngkin saying the tip line is for parents to send us any instances where they feel their fundamental rights are being violated, where their child is not being respected, and where there are inadvertently divisive practices in their schools. The COVID-19 booster push in the United States is slowing down.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
"He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body."
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. Ferguson also telling the NBC affiliate in Boston,
"He said, I can't." And then he said to the doctor, "Are you really going to let me die over a shot?"
Americans are continuing to see rising prices for everyday goods and services as inflation concerns increase. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace blames it on the federal government's spending packages since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The spending that we're talking about that we've done over the last few years and during COVID, and the Build Back Better and the future spending, the taxes that were in the infrastructure bill, 42 new taxes, all of this is contributing to our inflation woes, and wages cannot keep up.
The Biden administration is blaming inflation on supply chain backlogs and is looking into potential price gouging in certain industries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.